A Juno jury has found former gun dealer Ray Cox not liable for the murder of an Anchorage man over 8 years ago. The seven-woman, five-man jury deliberated for just over 8 hours on Monday and Friday in the civil trial that started June 2nd. The jury had to answer two key questions in a long, complicated special verdict form. The jury ultimately did not believe that Cox, who owns Rayco Sales in Juneau, sold, transferred, or delivered a firearm to Jason Cote in violation of federal law. They also didn't believe that Cox negligently entrusted the firearm or sold or conveyed it while knowing that Cote could harm someone with it. In August of 2006, Cote walked out the door with the rifle from Rayco Sales after leaving $200 on the counter without filling out the proper paperwork and without undergoing a background check. 2 days later, Cote shot and killed Simone Kim at the Juneau Fred Meyer store. Attorneys for the Kim family argued that it was an illegal sale and alleged that Cox was intentionally skirting federal firearms laws. But Cox's attorney, Tony Schulte, said plaintiffs were never able to get past three big hurdles in the case, including number one.
The strange nature of the alleged transaction to begin with. Why in the world would Ray Cox have done it that way if he was going to do it? Number two, the phone call that he made to the police. Number three, the plaintiffs claim, and I've never understood this, why they have to say that Bill Driver was lying when he said that he forgot to change the videotape. I think those are the three hurdles they had to face just with respect to the incident itself, and I don't think they were able to overcome that.
Kim family attorney Mark Choate says they're disappointed. He believes their case was the first in the country to challenge the Federal Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act and go to trial. PLACA shields gun dealers from liability stemming from criminal or unlawful use of a firearm. Exceptions include negligent entrustment or breaking any other laws on the sale of firearms.
I don't want to be sour grapes. He's been exonerated by the jury from an intentional acts of selling, delivering, or transferring a gun. But that does not exonerate him from the fact that he operates a shop where that gun left.
Cox said he never knowingly sold a gun illegally. He blamed many of the paperwork errors on employees, but said he'd take ultimate responsibility.
I'm very sorry about the tragic death of Simone Kim. My deepest sympathy goes out to the family. You could say, had something to do with it in that the firearm came from my store, but it certainly was without my knowledge and without my permission. And they have my deepest sympathy.
The jury determined Cote was the only person liable for the shooting, and he owes $1 million for Kim's pain and suffering. Cote also owes Kim's estate nearly $1.4 million in lost income, but jurors did not find that Kim's parents fit the definition of dependents who might be eligible for additional damages. Jurors later returned to the courtroom to hear arguments about assessing punitive damages against Cote. Choate said their verdict could deter others.
We want to send such a strong message through the numbers that other people will go, you know what? I better not do bad things in Juneau, because that community will hold me accountable.
Cox and his attorneys were not present for the punitive damages phase. Cote also did not appear, whether in person or telephonically. After only 15 minutes of deliberations Monday afternoon, jurors returned with the requested amount of just over $7.6 million in punitive damages. When added to the other damages, it comes out to an even $10 million assessed against Jason Cote. The figure is largely symbolic. It's doubtful the Kim family will even collect a single penny. Cote is serving a 99-year prison sentence for Kim's murder at Spring Creek Correctional Center in Seward. He was also sentenced to 2 additional years for sawing off the stock and the barrel of the rifle. He's scheduled for release in 2073. Choate says they'll decide later whether to appeal the case or pursue the matter in federal court. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.